This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going live to the White House now. White House correspondent Karen Travers is with us. I think everybody had a chance to catch their breath this weekend after some rough days Thursday and Friday, but it looks like we're in the same place again this morning. And what is the White House response, Karen?
Oh, the president was, you know, defiant over the weekend, saying that, you know, he's not backing down from his plan on these sweeping tariffs that are certainly sparking concerns about a recession and are still sending the markets spiraling. A lot of concerns about what the opening will look like on Wall Street today based on what we're seeing overseas so far on this Monday. The president was talking to reporters on Air Force One yesterday as he traveled back from Florida. And he said, now, what's going on with the market? I can't tell you. He said, but I can tell you our country has gotten a lot stronger. And eventually it will be a country like no other, the most dominant country economically in the world. He was asked if there's a sort of a pain threshold when it comes to hits for the American consumer and the economy. And he pushed back strongly on that. And he said it was a stupid question. He said he didn't want anything to go down. But he kind of compared it to a patient taking medicine. This continues what he was saying last week about this being a surgical procedure. He said sometimes you have to take medicine to fix something.
It's interesting, kind of a mixed message of sorts coming out of the White House over the weekend, because on one hand, we heard that there's many countries calling in and working on some sort of negotiation or deal on trade. On the other hand, you have Peter Navarro on TV over the weekend saying, well, this isn't a negotiation. We're not, you know, wavering at all. So it leaves a lot of people wondering, well, what exactly is the route forward?
And what a negotiation could even look like. You know, you had the White House on the day of the tariff saying this is not a negotiation. It's a national emergency. The president signed that executive order declaring a national emergency, giving him the authority to regulate imports. And then you hear from top economic advisors like Kevin Hassett, who says more than 50 countries have reached out to the president to begin a negotiation. The president yesterday told reporters that world leaders have been calling, that he's talked to leaders from Europe and Asia and all over the world, and that they're trying to make a deal. And then you have Navarro, who's been at the center of all of these negotiations, saying this is not a negotiation. So it is challenging to sort out as to which is the final message here. But certainly it seems like countries are calling, trying to see if they could figure out an off-ramp before this Wednesday tariff sweep goes into effect.
Karen, thank you. Karen Travers joining us live from the White House.